Folks that are following the Andrew Brunson case are holding their collective breath. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomorrow is the big day. American pastor Andrew Brunson will be learning his fate as he appears again before a Turkish court. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says that despite rumors circulating about a potential release,
Pastor Brunson isn't free until he's free. And in the meantime, I guess in advance of his next hearing, we would certainly value prayer for him, for his release, for him to stand firm and to know God's comfort as well.
Pastor Brunson was arrested in 2016 in a suspected connection to Turkey's failed coup. If he's convicted on the state charges, Brunson could be looking at 35 years behind bars. Pray for God's will to be done in this situation, and pray that the outcome of the case wouldn't stop believers from boldly living out their faith in Turkey. And Indonesia, home of the world's largest Muslim population, is getting a fresh translation of the full Bible. Now, it's been just over 30 years since the last full translation was launched in the country, and a lot's changed since then. Biblica's Hans Kombrink says it's time for an update.
Language changes, culture changes, and there have been advances in biblical scholarship and research. And so, you know, from a translation and a communication point of view, we need to revise the Bible for every generation.
Biblica's goal with contemporary Indonesian version is for this translation to communicate God's truth to the younger generation, and it's set for release this October. What they need now is prayer cover. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.